If you want to learn something about God, shut your mouth and listen to me for a minute.
Many, many children healed. We've seen midgets grow. We've seen arms and legs that stop growing because the growth cells have stopped. Mandadabasata. I don't make this stuff up.
Behold the atheist's nightmare.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Why do they teach every other theory in science except creation?
Warlocks are enemies of God.
No one's ever going to convince me that the word of God is not true.
You know, if you put Jesus Christ first, that he'll look after all your bills.
And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal.
And if you want to tell me how to live my life, it better line up with the word of God or shut your mouth.
I'm loaded. I'm pregnant with miracles.
What do you believe?
Send us the cash.
Welcome to season 4 of the Bible Dumb podcast. I'm your host, Davey Hell.
And I'm Jesse Hell.
And this is the podcast where two atheists read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And like I said, we're on season 4, the fourth book of Moses called Numbers. What do you think about that?
I was a little shocked when you said we're still in Moses.
Yeah, we're still in Moses.
So Moses is writing all of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds exciting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what Numbers means?
It sounds really boring, but we read the headers the other day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Actually kind of sounded like there's some story.
Hope so. It's just going to be God going, one commandment, two.
I think Moses is just not a cool guy, so he's not writing cool chapters.
You think Moses is a cool guy?
Nah.
He's kind of lame.
Yeah. He just makes stuff up.
You think he made God up?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Also, his brother could get a bunch of free food.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. Let's see how Numbers goes. Chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying,
Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you of the tribe of Reuben, Eleazar, the son of Shedeur.
The son of who?
Shedeur? Shedeur? I don't know. Shedeur?
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. Okay, so God, he says, make some armies.
Yeah.
Basically, count them up. All the fighting men.
Yeah.
Number
Give
them off because we're going to war.
Yeah. Why are they numbering them off?
I guess they're just finding the fighting men. It says, take the sum of the children of Israel after their families, number their names, every male by their polls. Yeah, so they're just trying to find, like, the men that are 20 years and okay. upward and are able to go to war. So they're basically like Rome, taking a census.
This is intense.
Yeah. Well, looks like we're getting some names real quick. Let's see which of the tribe of Reuben is going to war, besides Shittier.
Of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zeri-Shaddai. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneliel, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, of Benjamin, Abadon, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of God, Elisaphath, the son of Duel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enon. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel.
All right, so we got our generals going into battle. And Moses and Aaron took these men which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. There's a shit ton of them.
Yeah. And this seems just kind of sudden. Like, what are they going to war for?
I'm guessing they're going to go kill some Hittites and some Perizzites and Bibelites. They're going to kill all those ites people. Yeah. Canaanites,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. But, I mean, there's like 59,000 with Simeon, 45,000 with Gad. Like, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess in my mind, it was just like, I don't know, maybe a few thousand escaping from Egypt, but there's like hundreds of thousands.
Well, they've been building all the tabernacles, so they've had plenty of time to procreate.
I know it seems like it's been a long time because we've been reading this boring ass
Leviticus. Well, okay. Yeah, because they're really living to like... Well, no, they're living at like 900, remember?
I don't think they're doing that anymore. I think that was just Genesis. I think we got like regular people now. Either way, I didn't think there was like hundreds of thousands of these people.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that.
Of the children of Judah by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, every fucking time.
Every time you say Issachar, I think Charizard.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something about how he has to repeat the same phrase every single time every single person.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm used to that.
Yeah. Yeah, 20 years and up, they're all going to go to war. Those that were numbered of them of Issachar were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years and up, all that were able to go to war, those were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400.
Yeah, but they're 20 years and up. So you have to be 20 to join the army.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's older than us. Mm-hmm. All right. Children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim by their generations, blah, blah, blah. They were 40,500. Everybody remembers the phrase, right? I don't need to read it.
Yeah, I don't think you need to read it. We
it's
got
20
it.
And up. It's of their names, of their numbers, of their generations. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, blah, 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 were 32,200. Of Benjamin, he had 30,500. Dan, he had 62,700. And yes, all of these say of their families, of their house, of their fathers, and everything else. Just in case you're wondering. I know I'd hate to upset any completists here.
It does hurt me a little bit, but it's fine.
Of the children of Asher, by their generations, were 40,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, 20 and up, were 53,400. And those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 603,550. So 600,000. That's a lot.
That's insane.
That's a big army.
Yeah.
Especially for the time period.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot about ancient Rome, and I don't even know if their army was that big. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. Okay, so Moses and Aaron, they don't have to go to war.
How convenient.
Draft dodgers.
Heard that before.
They just get to hang out at the tabernacle. That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they.
I'm gonna go. I don't like Moses.
I don't like him either.
I don't like him. He's not a good person.
Why do you say that?
Okay, so he obviously is lying in so many spots.
Like, there's some pretty obvious favoritism here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, you don't need. Everybody else had like 50,000 people, like 40,000 to 50,000. Of 20 years and up. You don't need that many people for to build a tabernacle.
No. No, that's for sure.
But yet, all of the Levites get to sit out.
Yeah. But even in, like, the past chapters that we read, like, what was the last one we did? Leviticus or whatever?
Yeah.
What was before that? Exodus?
Exodus?
Even in some of that stuff. Okay, one, how was Moses telling the story before he was even alive?
What, you mean Genesis? How was he telling Genesis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's bullshit. Who told him that? Did he come into contact with anybody who was in that story?
I mean, I guess his dad.
No, remember, he was the baby that was sent
How
on the river.
How did he know? I guess God told him up on the mountain. I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't like Moses.
No, I don't like him either.
He doesn't seem honest. Interesting.
Yeah. I guess that's why it was Leviticus, was all about the tabernacle and all the rules of the tabernacle, because that's his whole tribe has to, are the ones that are in charge of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation they shall pitch. And on the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 64,600. And those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and Nethaneliel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 400,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. And on the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. That's your favorite. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zerushaddai. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad, shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank.
I feel like I should have been prepared for all the numbers, but I wasn't.
Well, I didn't know that it was going to be so important, like where they're supposed to camp.
All right, so they invented like the medieval way of fighting. Is that what they're saying? They're like all in their little parties, like, you know.
I mean, they certainly didn't invent it, but yeah, they're basically laying out like where, who's going to be, who drew the shit straw, Simeon? Who's going? No, Judah has to go first. Yeah, that sucks to be the first one in the battle. But yeah, they're basically camping out like by who has to go in first. Who's the first wave? Who's the second wave? And I was thinking, doesn't Moses need to be there to like raise his arms up in the air? Isn't that how they won their first battle?
Yeah.
Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward. Every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim according to their armies, and the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and the son of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 32,200.
Why don't they tell us what's on their banners? That'd be cool. You know how whenever... Do you remember the episode where somebody gave them like a... Almost like a crystal ball reading, and then they're like, Dan will be a serpent.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin will be this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what their like standards are as they're going into battle. That's pretty cool.
That would be interesting.
Like Game of Thrones style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They left that part out. Also, like, I want to know who they're fighting and why.
Yeah. That would help with the interest level for sure.
Yeah. It's a context.
Yeah. How invested do I need to be in this?
Then the tribe of Benjamin and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 30,500. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies, and they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 70,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Okron. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. And the tribe of Naphtali and the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel, by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550.
But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward, every one after their families, according to the house of their fathers. So, okay, that's the end of chapter 2. So maybe we got through the rough part.
Okay, maybe.
But, I mean, I keep saying that, but who the fuck knows? So, you know, we started this podcast, you know, one of the main reasons of doing it was to be able to recognize these famous stories and allusions when we're doing our own reading and kind of exploring, you know, the canon of literature that, you know, references the Bible.
Right.
Which is like, you know, a ton of stuff.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure all the references are from Genesis.
So the beginning of Exodus.
I don't think that many people are referencing Leviticus and Numbers so far.
Uh-uh.
None of this is sounding familiar.
I mean, this sounds like a lot of war battles, but, you know, I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're any different.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the exact kind of shit that's happening all over the world at this time period. Bunch of tribal warfare.
Yeah. Everybody lining up and somebody's got the flank. Somebody's got the, you know, rear.
But I wonder even how organized they are.
I mean, like, they sound pretty organized.
Yeah, but like one of the reasons Rome was able to conquer all of the known world is because they understood how to march in formation and, you know, have an organized army and like a plan of attack and have a cavalry and all this stuff. Whereas like everybody else was just like tribes of Gauls, just European tribes that are just like attack. And they just charge their, you know, what the Romans called barbarians because they had the same. It's not like the Romans had like guns.
Yeah.
But yet they were still able to conquer like the entire world because they had like a, I don't know, just a higher education. They had like a leisure society where they were actually able to like study like, okay, if we put our spearmen in front and then our archers behind, then stuff like that. I don't think this is going on here. I don't know. Maybe. It's interesting though.
I mean, it sounds like they're just lining up by family.
Yeah.
Which seems weird.
There's got to be a hierarchy of family here, right? The Levites are like the special ones.
For sure. Yeah.
But I thought like, I don't know, they have Judah going first, but I thought he would be like one of the main dudes. Isn't that why they're called Jewish people? Because they're descended from Judah.
Really?
Yeah. Judaism.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's like the whole kingdom of Judah, which was one of like one of their countries.
Well, isn't that the different Judah?
Well, it's the family. It's the tribe of Judah now.
Is that the same one?
Yeah,
is
it's the same dude. That's the dude that slept with his, that's his son's
one,
wife.
Yeah, that's when they slept with, had all the sons sleep with the same woman and then slept with the
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, on accident, though.
Yeah.
That's, I don't believe it all.
Okay, but Judas. Judas is the one with
that's,
Jesus.
He's different.
Different.
Yeah, that's a Jesus story.
Okay.
Sounds similar. I can see why you'd be.
Oh, I've been confusing them the whole time.
You got to just forget about Jesus.
I know,
Jesus
trying,
is like
trying,
way,
trying.
Way, way later. We'll get to Jesus.
Okay.
I'm actually looking forward to Jesus because, like, as far as I know, like from what I remember, like everything he said was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like he was like a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We'll see.
We'll see. I thought Moses was a cool dude before we met him.
This is going to be rough. Okay. I also feel like, I just want to point out, they're listing all these people and they're talking about all these people. And I really feel like, you know how like sometimes like you're hanging out with people and like they start talking about other people and you're like, I don't know these people. Like, I feel like I missed out on something.
I know exactly what that feels like.
I feel like we missed out on something here.
What do you mean?
They're talking about all these people and like we barely know any of these people. And I feel like we're having to pretend like we know. Oh yeah, Reuben. Yeah.
We know Reuben.
Yeah.
Reuben Dan slept with Dan's mom or something. Remember? I don't know why. That's like the only thing I remember about Reuben.
Or
maybe it was opposite. Maybe Dan slept with Reuben's mom. I don't know.
Who knows?
Somebody slept with somebody's mom. But yeah, like we know these people. They're the 12 tribes of Israel. Issachar, Dan, Reuben, Judah, Benjamin.
Yeah, they just really have not gone into them very much.
They haven't done anything. Are they
dead?
They're
acting like we're best friends with them. And we're not.
Are they dead? Those were Joseph's, but they've got to be dead, right?
You would think so.
Like Joseph's.
But are they still living?
Those are Joseph's brothers.
900 years old?
No, I don't think.
I don't know.
Chapter 3. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Oh yeah, strange fire. That's when they got blowed up.
Yeah, they did.
And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation, before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the children of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priests, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death.
Okay, so, yeah, they're just saying everybody has to report to Aaron, all of the Levites, they're his people, to do with what he wants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be. I am the Lord.
The Lord is a chatty Cathy.
Calm down.
I swear, I know we say this like every episode, but I thought the Lord only spoke to Moses like once from a burning bush.
Like,
he's just been, he won't shut up.
When we started using the Scott voice, I did not think you were going to use it that much.
I know. Like, it was supposed to liven up the podcast. Now it's just like this constant droning of God just being like, hello, Moses, tell Aaron stuff for me.
You got to keep reaching up in your seat to push the button.
Yeah.
It's a little exhausting.
I know. I really put my all out there for this podcast. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying,
number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old and upward, shalt thou number them.
And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon and their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath and their families, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Oh, the Holy Ghost is falling asleep on his little doggy bed. Of Gershon was the family of Lebnites, and the family of Shimites. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward, and the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle, and the tent, and the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the door of the court which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and the cords of it, and all the service thereof. Yeah, so okay, while everybody else is having to like fucking fight a war, they're like, you're in charge of the curtains.
You know, a phrase that's in here a lot that really bugs me. Thereof.
Thereof?
I don't know why. It's,
you know, like thereof?
Makes me cringe every time. I don't like it.
It doesn't bother me.
Blah, blah, thereof. Blah, blah, thereof. I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm nothing I can do about it.
It's not a comment on you. It's a comment on the Bible.
There's a lot of shit in here I don't like. And of Kohath was the family of the Amorites, and the family of Izharites, and the family of Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. In the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary.
Okay, I find it interesting that they're a month old. Like, they started a month old.
Yeah, that's weird.
I kind of would have expected, like...
Everybody else is numbered 20 and up.
Yeah. Where I kind of would have expected, like, a year old or up. Because, like, in this time period, it's not like, oh, you made it to a year, you're safe. You're not going to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, that's kind of what I was thinking at first. And I'm like, there's... Like, being a month old isn't safe in this time period.
No way. No.
No, like you still, you got to make it to at least like 5 probably and be safe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the mortality rates among children are at this time, but it can't be good.
No. It's weird that they chose a month, though.
It is weird. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward, and the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel, and their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of Mahalites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that serveth thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords.
Roundabout, that's another one.
Ooh, that's a good one, though. I love a good roundabout.
I mean, I love a roundabout, but the way they say it here, it's...
I mean, the Bible's just so fucking stupid. This is just so dumb. Like, who the fuck cares about this?
I don't know.
Like, throw this one out. Why did the fucking Catholic Church...
throw this one out.
...decide to keep numbers?
I don't know.
I mean, I can... It's gotta get better.
It's gotta get better. Who are they fighting, number one?
Like, fucking, like, Zibiel's gotta... fucking carry the curtains, and Nebahil has to carry the candles. Like, we don't care.
We don't even know these people.
We don't care.
Oh my God.
I'm losing it. I'm losing it.
It's rough. It's hard.
But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. For the charge of the children of Israel and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death.
Oh, get over yourself. Get over yourself.
What?
They're like, we are keeping charge of the tabernacle. We are protecting the tabernacle. Shut up.
Nobody wants tabernacle. I mean, I guess it's made like gold and shit, so maybe people do, but...
If they make it through. No one's making it through 600,000 people.
Yeah. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses,
number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel.
That I am the Lord was in like a parenthetical. It was like in parentheses. It's like, I'm the Lord, by the way. I'm the Lord.
So insecure.
The cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel.
And Moses numbered as the Lord commanded him all the firstborn among the children of Israel and all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward.
We already said this.
There were 22,200 and 73. The Lord told him to do it, but now he's got to do it.
God. Okay.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 73 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole after the shekel of the sanctuary, shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and his sons.
And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money. 1,365 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons,
according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Wow! And he took their money.
This is where it starts getting shady.
It's been shady this whole fucking time. And he's like, first he's a draft dodger. Then he just...
Yeah, you're right.
Takes all their money. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Gosh. This is just more proof that fucking Christians don't read this dumb book. They whine and complain and they bitch and moan up and down about how, oh, Holy Scripture, read your Bible. Nobody's reading fucking Numbers.
No, for sure like, not.
Oh, I mean, like, go through this holy God's word is what they call it. This is not fucking God's word.
No, no. I cannot wait to get to different voices other than Moses. This is insane.
Yeah. It's insane.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm getting a little bit more understanding of how many people, why so many people are scammed. Like, if you can read this and not see that Moses is a huge scammer, it makes perfect sense why you can fall for scams.
Yeah, like we were just talking the other day about how, you know how you receive like scammer texts and emails, you know, and they're always misspelled. Mm-hmm. They don't make any sense. They're all like, all the letters are jumbled up so that it's like an obvious scam. And I always thought, oh, this is an obvious scam. I'm going to delete it. How does anybody get fooled by this? And then recently I was kind of, I don't know if I read somewhere or saw an article or someone told me that they do that on purpose so that they know that if anybody replies to a misspelled bad grammar email, they're more likely to be gullible and less intelligent and easier to manipulate and take advantage of. That never occurred to me before, but
yeah, I've heard that before.
Pretty sad, but yeah, you're right. Anybody who's reading this bullshit and like thinking like, oh, this is the holy word of God. Like, grow up, bro.
Yeah.
Grow up, bro.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty obvious what's going on here.
It's so obvious. Like, Moses goes off by himself. Oh, I heard the word of God. Here's what he told me. Everything that I need in this time period, like food, shelter, protection, God said, give it to me.
Yeah.
All the gold of everyone, the yearly tithing, bring me your food. We have these celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Any other story? And in about 5-10 chapters, you're getting the result of this guy being a jerk.
Yeah,
and
the comeuppance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything coming around and unfolding and realizing that this guy was lying the whole time.
Yeah.
Any other book, that's the storyline.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get a comeuppance.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I also love how, like, just how, I don't know, Christians are just so willing to accept just random miracles in here, but then they forget about the dumb shit like Moses raising his hands in the air in order to win a battle. Like, nobody talks about that.
I love how influential that was for you.
It's just so dumb. It's just so stupid.
It is dumb. Wait, he didn't raise his own hands though.
Well, he did until they got tired and then he had to get some friends to come hold him above his head.
Just envisioning that. Good. It's good.
Like, just the idea that grown adults are walking around thinking that water got turned into wine.
We're not there yet. That, spoilers.
Oh, I mean, just, it's so stupid, Jess. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It just, it's so frustrating to me. It makes me so angry. Because,
I mean,
either they're psychopaths.
Maybe.
And they actually believe it, which you see the real people that actually believe it on the street corners screaming about how the fucking world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Those people at least are honest.
And then there's everybody else that's just like, ooh, that's what mommy said. I don't care. It's just stupid.
Where do you put the politicians who use this bullshit to pass their laws?
Just, they're like Moses. They just use whatever they can to take advantage of others. They're just
Davey. Wow, Davey.
That's what they're doing. They're just like, here's a centuries old cult that we can use to just jump in and take advantage of all of these already cult followers.
Okay, I'm going to be fair here. When I had the idea that you should read the Bible to me and we should record this because it would be interesting.
Yeah, your idea.
It was my idea.
I know. No, I'm saying it like it's your fault.
Yeah. I did not think that I was going to think that this would become an evil thing, but it is becoming an evil thing. Moses is evil. He's an awful person.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
I mean,
this is a lot to deal with. Like, I didn't think that this was going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
But he's really bad.
Seems that way.
I am invested in seeing how he ends. Because he's got to die.
Yeah, I don't know what happens with Moses. I don't know how he dies. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. Next time on season 4 of the Bible Dumb Podcast. Numbers continues. Stay dumb, everybody.
Stay dumb.